Yeah, and it's time to walk up that that gangplank and board our Costa cruise for this week.
We do get around, don't we?
We do, don't we? Yeah, from Dusseldorf, make it quickly back to Dubai.
Yeah.
And we've got a lovely lady joining us, Francesca Mugnari, who's the sales and marketing manager for the UAE and GCC from Alpha Holidays, who represent Costa Cruises. So good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Good afternoon to you guys.
It's nice to see you.
Yeah, very nice to see you. Yeah, because it's the first time you've been to these studios, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is the very first time.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Well, you're going to have a great time with us this afternoon. We want to know all the information, Francesca. Okay?
Now, of course, you had a big press conference, didn't you, a couple of weeks ago?
We did have, on the 23rd of February, the naming ceremony of the newest ship of the Costa fleet, Costa Deliziosa. It was a huge event. It was a marvelous event, and we had very special guests as well. Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed Al Maktoum was there at the ceremony, and there was a big talk, actually. Yes,
brilliant. And so, is this a brand new ship? You say that
it is brand new.
Yeah, it was
brand new, just named.
So it's just kind of being, getting its name and getting
in
its
Dubai.
Birth there, right here in Dubai. This happened
Dubai.
At the cruise terminal.
Yeah,
didn't
there
it?
Was. Yeah. That was the very first time that a cruise ship was named in an Arabic city in Dubai. And that was part of, cooperation with Costa and the Department of Tourism of Dubai.
Uh-huh.
Costa has been the pioneer of cruising in the region.
Yeah.
In 2006, they positioned the first cruise here. And we were talking about 1,200 passengers per week. And now we are talking about a turnaround for the season of 140,000 passengers.
Wow.
Yeah.
From December until April.
That's inflation for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about the actual the cruise ship itself, because I've just got pictures here, and I'm sure our listeners would like to get a bit more of a description. I've just got here, you've got 1,130 cabins in total.
That's correct.
And tell us a little bit more about, like, the restaurants there and so on.
Sure. I mean, actually, we have two ships. The newest one, which is Costa Deliziosa, that was named on the 23rd of February here in Dubai, so it's brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And the second ship, which is also operating the cruises from Dubai, it's called Costa Luminosa. Costa Luminosa is also a very young ship. It's only 7 months old. It was inaugurated last June, 2009.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So they are sister ships, so feature the same characteristics, 1,130 cabins. With cabins and suites in the spa area as well. And both ships are really the most innovative of the fleet of Costa, but not just for the for all the cruise industry itself. I mean, we feature the largest spa on board, which is the Samsara Spa, 3,000 square meters of spa with cabins and suites in the spa area. Formula One simulator, golf simulator, four-dimension movie, PlayStation.
Four-dimension?
Yes.
Yeah, you get the waves coming on as well.
You are inside the movie, man. You are inside. You can smell. You know,
yeah, you smell the vision. Yeah.
That's the fourth one, yes.
All right.
You can smell. And roller skate ring as well. So really, there are all entertainment on board, so you can really not get bored at all on ship.
Now, of course, Costa, the head offices are based in Italy.
Correct.
Do you find that the majority of your guests are coming from Italy? Is it fly cruising, or are you getting quite a lot of business from this region as well?
Yes, actually, most of the business, 80% or approximately 80%, is generated by the flying cruise option. Most of the passengers are coming for this itinerary. I'm talking about the itinerary from Dubai. It's coming from Italy, France, Spain, Germany, UK.
Yeah.
However, it's becoming very popular in the region as well, not just in the United Arab Emirates, but as well in Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia as well. The cruise is really becoming a new holiday experience for people in the region.
Yeah, because it's still quite young here in Dubai, isn't
very
it?
You much, know,
it's,
very
it's in its infancy, really, and but seems to be catching on. And I think we've got the facilities now, haven't they? With the cruise terminal, it's the perfect place for these ships to dock.
It is very much so. I mean, the new cruise terminal in Dubai, it's a state-of-the-art cruise terminal, so definitely the accessibility and the facilities even facilitate more cruise lines to come to the region and generate more business for this sector of the tourism.
Now, you say you've got these two sister ships, both very modern, with all the you know, the ModCon's facilities on there. Are they doing the same itinerary or different cruises?
Yeah. Exactly the same itinerary. Costa Luminosa started last 12 December, and the itinerary is exactly the same, a seven-night cruise from Dubai to Muscat, Fujairah, Abu Dhabi, Bahrain, and then returns to Dubai, featuring like 2 days in Dubai. The most attraction for people in the region would be certainly the ship itself.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The ship themselves are a destination with all the entertainment on board.
You're talking about the entertainment. I just noticed here you've got three, says here on this one, three theatres. Is that correct?
Because we have the cinema as well, and
theatre on three levels. Yeah,
correct. Yeah. It's one theatre on three levels, plus we have the cinema, and every night there are Broadway style shows performed in the theatre as well. We have 11 bars, and each bar has entertainment from classical music, jazz, or pop, or any taste really.
Yeah, yeah.
So you would have your resident entertainers on board, but you'd also, after a period of time, on a contract basis, having new people join the ship as regards entertainment.
That's correct. I mean, each season we change the programs for the shows and the entertainment itself. Yes, there is rotation on that one as well. But we always make sure that all tastes are satisfied, from classical to jazz or pop.
What about your repeat business on this? Because people go on there on Costa and really enjoy themselves. Do they sort of come away and then rebook, and you see them again and you almost know their names because they've been with you so long?
100%. 98% of the passengers cruising for Costa are very satisfied about the cruise, and we have a very high percentage of repeaters passengers. As well from the region, I'm talking about my area of competence, which is the UAE and GCC, and definitely we have already quite a number of repeated passengers, and they love it. I mean, now people are more and more discovering the benefits of cruising. I mean, a self-contained environment where everything is in one place, value for money, there are many, many benefits of cruising.
I like the way you actually said that. You know, the attraction of going to Bahrain, and nothing taken away from any of these locations whatsoever, but the star of the show is the ship.
100%. 100%. We can go to, I mean, I go to Bahrain very often for business, and I mean, it takes very little time to reach there, an hour from Dubai or Abu Dhabi. I mean, I go very often to Abu Dhabi as well, or Fujairah. We many times we go to Fujairah for the weekend. So it's very easy to access these locations, but definitely the attraction is the ship.
So these are seven-night cruises, you say?
It is a seven-night cruise.
So just take us through the actual... we'll fly and stay one night in Dubai, or are we straight off the same day?
Well, if we're talking about the flying cruise passengers that are coming from Europe, yes, they will not stay in a hotel. They will fly to Dubai, embark, and then stay for the 7 nights on board, and then leave on the day of disembarkation.
Okay.
If we're talking about the passengers from the region, then it's their choice. It's a cruise on. We sell the cruise only, so it's their choice whether to want to stay back in Dubai or to.
So maybe they can combine a few days staying in Dubai, then embark on the ship.
Yeah,
what day of the week does the cruise start?
Well, Costa Luminosa is starting every Saturday with embarkation every Saturday, and Costa Deliziosa with embarkation every Sunday. Costa Luminosa will sail. The last sailing of Costa Luminosa is going to be on the 4th of April, while the last sailing of Costa Deliziosa is on the 2nd of May. So we really cover the whole good season the region, because then it's becoming a bit hot.
So you're capturing the nice weather there and
definitely
on the decks. Now, of course, excursions make up a great cruise as well. We know that the ships are superb, but we're visiting these great places and want to get the best out of them. So I'm sure your cruise staff and ground staff at the various locations organize a lot of things to do.
Definitely for all the cruises worldwide, not just for the local cruises, but even in Mediterranean, the Far East, in the Caribbean, in South America, we have for each port, for each call, we have a range of 10 to 50 excursions available that can be booked directly on board or online or at the time of booking. Definitely, depending on you know, whether you prefer a city tour, more cultural or more of fun, or there are many options of excursions.
And I'm sure that people, when they come into Dubai, you know, that they can. All these new attractions, of course, the Burj Khalifa is the latest, the tallest building in the world. So a lot of people get sort of very excited about that. But the lovely thing about this is, of course, that you've got this choice, and you either get off and look around, but if you just say, well, I just want to stay by the pool today, you've got that added extra, and the fact that whatever the weather, I know that we don't get much change in weather, but certainly you'd have entertainment and things going on board anyway. So if come rain or shine, there's something going on.
Definitely, and then we have the retracting rooftop by the main pool, so even if it rains, you can still enjoy the pool.
Oh, I didn't mention that. A bit like Wimbledon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very much like Wimbledon.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to be giving out contact details. One of our listeners saying, "How can we get in touch with Costa, the cruise people?" We'll be telling you about that in part two, and also about the operation worldwide and some of the fabulous places that we can visit aboard Costa, the cruising Italian style, and our special guest joining us, Francesca Mugnari from Alpha Holidays, who are the representatives for Costa here. We'll come back after the break with more.